Blog Talk Radio.
Show on the Blog Talk Radio Network, broadcasting live from our studios in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Thank you so much for listening. If you'd like to be a part of the program today, our number is 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. And today we're talking with author James Hobert. His latest novel, it depicts the adventures of a gentleman named Tom Lord, who's returning to the dating world after, get this, 30 years. Three decades away. The book is called Suddenly Single, and in the book, Tom Lord is the vice president of the American Broadcasters Association, and he's gone through a terrible divorce and tries to rebuild his life. Well, he finds himself rather out of touch with the changing world of women. They're very independent, very assertive, very ambitious, and uninhibited, and he's really trying to navigate through some choppy waters. Our author is James Hobert, and we welcome him to the Burke Allen Show. James, thanks for being here today.
Glad to be here.
You know, this book, I enjoyed it very, very much, and I have to ask you, as a gentleman who spent most of his working career as an executive vice president for the National Association of Broadcasters, I read this book about Tom Lord, who's the vice president of the American Broadcasters Association, and I want to know how much of you is in Tom Lord.
Well, quite a bit. Tom Lord came, after being married for 30 years, came home one night, and his wife confronted him and wanted a divorce. And this took him unawares. He wasn't really sure how this had happened. And they go through wrangles with their respective lawyers. And in the end, the divorce is granted. And after 30 years of marriage, he finds himself sort of alone in the world. And he had what he thought was a good marriage. So he, with the restrictions of marriage no longer in place, he decides he will date again. And he goes out with about four different women, all very different. But I think, as you said, he finds after 30 years of marriage, the rules have changed since the time he was courting 30 years ago. And the women are different. They're more interested in themselves. They're more interested in their jobs than people were in his day. So the marriage, or the divorce, finally takes place, and he finds himself very lonely. He's been married 30 years and what he thought was a pretty good marriage, and all of a sudden he's alone. So he decides to try to play the field, and he does with these four women. And they have good relationships there. One of the changes that is made in that 30 years is that they're less controlled by rules about sex than they were when he was courting 30 years ago. The net result, though, of these dating experiences is that nothing really comes of them. There's no movement to make anything permanent or anything like that. Now, maybe I should stop here and let the reader find out what happens. I'm a little reluctant to give away the ending of the book.
And I will tell you, having read the book, it has one of the best ending twists in history, and I think you really
well,
can enjoy getting there.
That's good. I was pleased with that myself. And, you know, people are always interested in where the inspiration to write, where the particular books comes from. And mine's, I think, rather different. I had been married for quite a few years and had a good marriage, and my wife died, and I went through much of what Tom Lord goes through in dating again and finding it not really very satisfactory. But I have found it a solution to that, and I'm going to leave that for a moment and see if you have anything else. But it's kind of a strange place for inspiration to come from the death of somebody, but in this case it did.
We're talking with author James Hulbert. The book is Suddenly Single, and you can find out more and order the book at suddenlysinglebook.com. That's suddenlysinglebook.com. Also visit James online at Facebook and Twitter. And that's much like Tom Lord trying to figure out his way through the modern world of dating. James is figuring out his modern way through the modern world of social networking and social media. Tom, let me ask you about the process of writing a little bit in this book. I find it fascinating that you actually had your first book, and it was a nationwide bestseller. It was released, you know, some 50 years ago. It was a great book called Noon on the Third Day. You followed
That's
it up
correct.
With a second book called The Disputed Barricade, but then you didn't write another book for darn near 40 years. So what helped you to get back into that writing frame of mind, and what process did you take in writing Suddenly Single?
Well, I found that I got married, bought a house, and got a job at the what I call the American Association of Broadcasters, which is a very demanding job. There was a lot of travel, a lot of decisions to be made, and a lot of meetings and so on. And I, frankly, was involved in my own personal life, being married and raising kids and buying a house. And I just didn't get around to it. And I can't really explain it any better than that, I'm afraid.
When you got the idea to write Suddenly Single, was there any trepidation on your part? Geez, the world has changed around me since I released these last two books back in the 1960s. You know, am I going to be able to get back on the bicycle again? Or did it flow out of you really easily?
Well, it came fairly easily, and so I had retired by that point, so I did not have a job to distract me, and I found that I was able to do it fairly easily. It took a lot of time because I wrote it all on the computer, and then searched around for methods of publicity and publication, and that all worked for me, fortunately, and so I'm happy about it. My
and that
first...
whole piece has changed completely as well, I guess, with the publicity. You know, an author back in the 1960s would have had three television networks and radio stations and newspapers, and now there's this whole world of the internet to publicize your book, and of course, internet resources to help you get it published. Was that intimidating to you at all?
Well, no, I'm no expert on the computer. I can do certain things, but the computer world has passed me by a little bit. So I decided to go ahead and try it because my first book was quite a success, the second much less a success, and I thought, well, what the hell, we'll try it again and see what happens. And fortunately, good things happened.
And a great book came out of it. The book we're talking about is Suddenly Single. The author is James Hulbert, and you can find out about James and Suddenly Single at suddenlysinglebook.com. That's suddenlysinglebook.com. And while you're there, you can find out about his two previous bestsellers, Noon on the Third Day, a fantastic Cold War-era thriller that was written back in the early 60s. James, you deal with something that's very, very difficult in the book. One of the episodes, and there's a lot of humor in the book and a lot of lighthearted things happen, but you deal with the death of a child in the book. And I want to talk to you about that and ask you how that came to work its way into the book.
Well, that comes out of my life. My son died when he was in his, I guess, early 30s. And that was a terrible blow that I really find trouble talking about today. But that's the truth. That's the way it happened.
Mm. And one of the other unique and interesting pieces I saw in the book, you know, we're both based, you and I are both based in Washington, D.C. You very much use Washington, D.C. and the surrounding area almost as a character in the book. Tell me about that.
Well, I had lived in Washington all my life. I went into the Navy briefly, and when I got out, I went to Harvard and stayed on at the Harvard Business School. And when I got out of the business school, I had saved some money working in the summertime. I took off for Europe, and I spent about a year there. I hitchhiked around, and I stayed in youth hostels, and thus it was a very inexpensive book, since my transportation didn't cost anything, and youth hostels cost just a little bit, or even occasionally free. And it was a good experience, and I've always been happy that I broke off. But I didn't have to ask my father to pay for anything because I had accumulated enough money on my own. And I was pleased about that.
And when you landed here in Washington, D.C. after a little time, I guess, in New York working for NBC Television.
That's right.
Did it feel like home, and does it feel like home today?
Yes, definitely. I'm very Washington-oriented. As I say, I enjoyed being up in Boston, and I enjoyed traveling around the world. But Washington has always been my home and continues to be. Well, my first book was about a senator who was running for office, and he was faced with a difficult choice of doing the right thing on a big vote or doing something which would enhance his career. And I'll leave that there. If anybody gets a copy of the book, they can find out what happened to him.
That's Noon on the Third Day, which was a big nationwide bestseller for our guest, James Hulbert, a terrific political thriller. His new book is Suddenly Single. And you can find out more about it at suddenlysinglebook.com. That's suddenlysinglebook.com. If you'd like to be a part of the conversation, the number to call is 718-506-1944. 718-506-1944. When we come back after the break, James, I want to talk to you about what surprised you when you had to get back into the world of dating. And also, I want to talk about one of your famous classmates back at Harvard and your relationship with them. More with author James Hulbert right after this on The Burke Allen Show. Hang on.
Over 14 million people witnessed his emotional story of survival and triumph on national television.
I've been doing this now for so long, like ever since I was a kid.
Millions more voted him their favorite in a landslide win.
The winner is...
And now, you can be a part of the experience live.
Landau Eugene Murphy!
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.
Ain't that a kick in the head?
Your America's Got Talent winner.
I've got you.
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.
Under my
Live. Performing classics from the Great American Songbook and his Columbia Records debut CD, That's Life.
That's Life.
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.'s That's Life Tour. The one concert event this year you absolutely can't miss.
Catch Landau Eugene Murphy Jr. on tour with the former lead vocalist of the Temptations' Platters and Drifters, Leonard Coleman and Blunt, this Christmas season. More details at LandauMurphyJr.com. It's the Burke Allen Show on the Blog Talk Radio Network, and our background music there is a great song from the Greg Kinn Band from the 80s called The Breakup Song. And I thought that would be very appropriate to play today because our book is Suddenly Single. We're talking with author James Hulbert about it today. The number is 718-506-1944. This is a book about a gentleman who thinks he's in a happy marriage. He's been with his wife for over 30 years. He has a great job, a great house, and suddenly he walks in the door one day and the wife says, "We need to get a divorce," and suddenly he's thrown into the single dating life. And our author, James Hulbert, very much like that guy, wound up dating after many decades of marriage, and he joins us today. And James, I'd like to ask you, as we get back into the conversation, what is it that surprised you the most and had changed the most about the dating world when you got back into it?
Well, just that women were very different from when I dated early years ago. As I say, they were more outspoken. They were more into their jobs and determined to be successful in them. They were less inhibited by the sexual rules that had prevailed in an earlier time. And I just found it surprising. You know, I had no real idea that things had changed that much.
You hadn't changed, the world had changed around you.
Yeah, well, that's right. That's right.
We talked in our last segment about your time as a student at Harvard, and you had a classmate at that time who went on to be kind of a big deal, and you spent some time having some long philosophical discussions with him. I'd love for you to tell us a little bit about that famous classmate and your time with him.
Are you talking about Robert Kennedy?
Bobby Kennedy would be the guy. Kind of a big deal, yeah.
Well, yeah, he wasn't then, you know. He wasn't famous. We all knew that his father was well-known and had a somewhat different reputation, but he was a very accommodating guy, and we got along fine. We weren't brothers under the skin, but we got along fine. And of course, I've, as anybody who watches somebody succeed, you're always surprised that they're able to do it. When I was at NBC, I met Katie Couric, and I tell people, well, I kissed Katie. Well, I did when she was 2 years old. And
you also had an interesting time when you worked at NBC Television back in the early days of network TV with a lady who went on to be a real trailblazer in terms of women in television. I think she was the first ever... network news anchor, female network news anchor, Barbara Walters.
That's correct. Well, I've been astounded at her success, too, because I had just really started working, and I'd left NBC, but I was a new employee there when I first went there. And somebody strolled in and said, I'd like to have you meet a new employee. Her name is Barbara Walters. And, of course, that didn't mean anything to me because she was, I think, just fresh out of Sarah Lawrence. I think it was Sarah Lawrence. But we worked side by side. It was a fairly small organization. It was NBC's station in New York. And I always liked her, and I've always been astounded at her success, and I wish her the best. I'm always delighted to see her on television. I think she's marvelous.
When you meet people like this early in their career, early in Bobby Kennedy's case, in college, before his career,
right.
Do you have any inkling of what's to come? I mean, could you have visualized that guy will one day, run for president of the United States, be the attorney general?
No, I have to answer that I really couldn't have. We were both relative kids, and we used to have bull sessions around, and he always contributed. And we were aware that his father was a wealthy, somewhat eccentric man, but that's all we knew. You know, he was just one of the boys at that time, and so I've watched that rise with great interest, and hard to believe that it all happened.
Do you remember where you were when you heard that he had been killed?
When I heard what?
When you heard that Bobby Kennedy had been shot, do you remember where you were and your recollections of that time?
Well, I remember more about Jack Kennedy. The NAB, National Association of Broadcasters, had a series of meetings around the country, and we had a meeting in Fort Worth. And the meeting was over, and the president of NAB was Leroy Collins, who had been the former governor of Florida. And I was sitting up in his suite in this hotel when the telephone rang, and a very deferential guy said, "This is the manager of the hotel. Could you tell us how soon you're going to be vacating that suite?" And that was not a problem because we had a meeting in Denver the next day, and we were literally about ready to go. And I told him, "No, we'll get out." So we went to Denver, and Leroy Collins was conducting the meeting there, and I was standing in the back of the room, and a fellow I know edged up to me and said, "They're saying on the radio that Jack Kennedy has been shot. And do you think I should go up and say something?" And I said, "Yeah, by all means." So he went up and stopped Collins' presentation and told him. And Collins, of course, canceled the rest of the meeting immediately. Apparently, nobody there had heard of it until he announced that it had been reported over the air. So it's an interesting time to remember.
Our guest is author James Hulbert. The book is Suddenly Single, and it's online at suddenlysinglebook.com. That's suddenlysinglebook.com. His previous bestsellers include New on the Third Day, which is a fantastic political thriller set here in Washington, D.C., and The Disputed Barricade, and they're all available online and at bookstores everywhere. James, any advice for someone who is about to reenter the dating world after being married for a very long time? What would you tell a guy who's getting back into the game?
Well, I guess I would tell him, don't overreact, just sort of accept changes that have occurred because you're not going to change them at this stage. Life is just very different, you know. And I mean, years ago, men and women didn't live together before they were married. Now it's very, very common. And it's one of the many changes that have occurred. And I think if you go into the world, you just have to adjust to the way it has developed, because it's, they're not going back to the way it was 20, 30, 40 years ago.
You know, you have a very unique, I think, unique take on that, because so many people, as they get older, you know, tend to look back on the way the world used to be with rose-colored glasses. And you know, more often than not, you tend to hear folks of a certain age say, oh, you know, things were better before, and, you know, the whole world has gone to hell in a handbasket, and, you know, why can't we turn back the clock? You seem to take a whole different take on things. You seem to feel like, look, it's not going to change, and you need to embrace that change.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, you're not going to change the habits of millions of people. It's, in fact, it's probably going to go even further in a direction you're not wild about. But there's no sense in wringing your hands about it. You have to live in that world, so you might as well make the best of it.
It's a very enjoyable read. The book is Suddenly Single. The author is James Hulbert. And if you or someone you know is about to enter the dating world for the first time, you're sure to see something of yourself in this book. James Hulbert, thank you so much for being on the program today. We enjoyed having you.
Thank you. I enjoyed it, too. Bye.
Our guest is James Hulbert. The book is Suddenly Single. Get it online at suddenlysinglebook.com, at bookstores everywhere. And while you're on the website, check out James' previous books, Noon on the Third Day and The Disputed Barricade. From our studios in Washington, D.C., I'm Burke Allen. Thank you so much for listening. Now go out and make it a great day.